Hey, David.
Hey, I'm just pulling up in a sec.
Okay, I'll be out in a couple of minutes, mate.
Okay, see you then.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Ooh. Sorry, I was just dressing my wounds.
Mate. How's it going?
Yeah.
I'm alright. And off to Clunes.
Off to Clunes.
Good times.
I don't reckon that fence is going to be here when we get back.
That fence?
No.
Too windy.
Yeah, it's a piece of shit.
Oh, man. Hang on.
Left.
Where are we going? Left.
Left and then left.
Let the Uber Eats guy.
Hey?
Don't want to hit the Uber Eats guy.
Get something to eat, man.
You want to get something to eat?
No, if we hit the Uber Eats guy, we couldn't.
Oh, yeah, that's something to eat.
Left here for later.
It's pizza. All right, welcome to the debrief. It's Dave O'Neill here. And I've got Brad Oakes in the car. How are you, Brad?
I'm all right, thanks, Dave.
Brad's a regular on this podcast. You've probably been on it more than most.
Oh, I think so. I mean,
yeah, probably you're the most regular, you know, guest.
Oh, well, it's...
What an honour.
I sometimes suspect that... Because we do a lot of gigs together.
Yes.
You may have worked out that we're the same blood type or something like that.
Yeah, maybe.
And you're carrying your spare parts with you.
Now we're off to Clunes.
Yes.
So I don't know what to expect. They're doing a mini sort of festival in a pub.
This Clunes. Does it sound to you kind of like it's not? It's odd where it is. You know.
Yeah.
I kind of expected Clunes to be like near Oxford.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Cambridge, or something.
It's
like
between
that.
Ballarat and Maryborough, I think.
Yeah, but it's really
Central Victoria.
Yeah, it's goldfields.
Yeah, the gold territory.
Yes.
They have a big book festival up there. I know they do a big book festival because my mother-in-law lives in Dalesford, which isn't that far from Clunes.
Mm.
And she's talked about it, but they're trying to do a mini sort of comedy festival, so...
Okay.
I think, but we're the only acts on tonight. In a pub. In the Nash.
Did you bring your books?
I bought some books.
Right.
Imagine though, I may not sell. Oh, normally you sell books in the country. They love books in the country.
Yeah. Well, let's
start writing, Brad. Finish
it
by the time we get there.
I'll just promise them a book.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could sell a blog.
Yeah, sell a website.
So Clunes, yes, and but you know, you kind of hope that you know there'll be people who like a bit of a yarn?
Yeah, you'd think so. Oh, they have to pay to get in, so I don't think it'll be a problem. It's not a footy club.
Yeah.
It's not a community event. They're actually there for the comedy, so...
Yeah, they'll be wearing shoes. That's always good.
Yeah, and they've paid $20 to get in or something, so...
It's a bit of a new thing. We're actually on the way to the gig. Bit of a new thing talking.
Yeah, we normally talk... Well, I've just started... This is a new innovation in the debrief where we just talk briefly before the gig and then we time swipe and then we're post gig.
Yeah, that's
you like it?
I do. I think that's what keeps you ahead of the game. You're an innovator.
Yeah, I'm just thinking all the time about this podcast.
Ah.
Oh, God. All right, well, we'll be back. You enjoy that licorice block I gave you.
That's
can't believe you haven't finished it yet. I've finished mine half an hour ago.
Oh no, it's putting out a lot of licorice.
I love licorice. I love licorice blocks.
Yeah, you know, it's
big fan of the choo-choo bar.
Do you know what? If you haven't got any quickies, you've got indigestion. Licorice is a natural.
Oh really?
Yes, a natural relaxer.
It's also a natural laxative too.
It is.
Licorice.
Yep. Well, no, that's sad. I'm pretty sure that's why it's called the choo-choo bar.
The choo-choo. Choo-choo. My brother went to a licorice farm in Africa once. Yeah, he was sucking on a leaf.
Yeah?
Well, you know, he was my twin brother Glenn, you know, he speaks like this, the one who works for the Red Cross. And he went to a licorice farm, yeah. Well, they're big into chewing leaves because he used to have to deal with the Somali warlords and all the Somali They'd all sit around chewing that leaf chat, I think it's called.
Crack.
Yeah, I had Izzy Ali on this podcast, and his auntie runs one of those shops in Somalia. So
yeah, well, it's a good score in Scrabble. You don't need a U.
Yeah. How do you spell it?
QAT.
QAT. Yeah, I've been playing Scrabble a bit, so I'm not that good at it, but I'm getting better.
I play by myself.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Can you do that?
You can.
Well, you play yourself.
You play anything by yourself. You know, it's the hard thing is not cheating.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, you know, you tend not to cheat because at the end of the day, if you've beaten yourself, it's not much of a...
Yeah.
You know,
by cheating.
Who are you going to tell? Unless you've got, like, multiple personalities, it's not worth it.
Not fun. Well, I'll tell you what, keep listening because we'll have done the gig in Clunes.
Yeah.
And we'll be back to tell you how it went.
Okay.
Keep listening to The Debrief with special guest, regular Brad Oaks. All right, yeah, we'll be in touch. Yes, we're back on The Debrief here. Just done Clunes.
Clunes.
And how was it, Bradford?
It was respectable, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting because there was a few people there, like 60 or something maybe.
Yeah.
And they had... But they kind of spread out.
It was kind of patchy, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it made it a bit harder. And also, there was a footy club celebrating next door.
Their first win for the season.
Yeah.
And also the last game, I think.
Oh, it was the last game, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. But anyway, we survived, and they were lovely. The people over there were lovely.
They were delightful. And, I did a little bit longer than I was scheduled to.
Well, you had to go on first.
Well, they were nice. You know, I always figured that once you go all that way...
They do appreciate you turning up, don't they?
Yeah, and there's also no point in being parsimonious with your time.
Oh, no, who cares?
You know, they've gone all that way and just go, no, you're just getting 20 minutes. It was slightly disconcerting at the start because the guy came up and fiddled with the sound system,
yeah.
But then said there was nothing wrong with it, which...
Yeah, you're in the middle of a joke.
Yeah, and it made me just want to go, well, if there's nothing wrong with it.
Why are you fiddling with it?
Yeah.
I know that he's a cameraman, that guy, so he's a technical guy. He's like, oh, perfection, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, and that is sometimes problematic because you did the sound change and we have different voices. Like,
yeah, I'm louder than you.
Yeah, well...
Am I? Yeah, I think I am.
Well, I think you're taller than me. You have a taller voice, not a louder voice. I don't think there are very many people who can be as loud as I can be. But for some reason, and I think that's because of that horrible lift accident I had when my neck collapsed in the 80s. Well,
you had a lift accident?
No, I didn't really. I just had a really fat neck.
You went, whoop, what a lift.
Yeah, and I just... One day, I just felt I had to explain it, so I made up a story about it.
Yeah, good idea.
But, it, you know, it's... Because you know I can be quite loud.
You can project.
Loud. Yeah.
Well, you went off mic a few times, or you projected to the crowd.
Well, I did, and once I project, I go into my Shakespearean voice.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm an actor.
I bite my thumb at you, sir. Do you bite your thumb? Not at you, sir. I just bite my thumb. But sorry, you cut that out.
Yeah, you do. No, we don't cut out anything on this unless anyone's libelous. It's the only thing we cut out.
Well, I don't want to get sued by Shakespeare again.
It is a cute town, though, Clunes. It's like driving into a Western town, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it did have a little bit of the big wide
streets.
Avenues, yeah.
With the wooden shop fronts.
Yeah.
And I nearly took you over the bridge on the way out when...
Oh, my God.
You asked me to adjust the heater, which I'm doing now, and... We nearly ran off a bridge into the creek, whatever it is. So we're trying to work out, would we have gone over the edge or would we just hit the rail and bounced off?
Well...
I don't think we had the speed to go over the edge, to be honest.
Yeah, but it wasn't like You hadn't even seen them.
I didn't know. And the bridge curves.
Yeah. And we were kind of heading almost, not at a 90 degree angle, but, you know, it was about a 70 degree angle. So there was a chance we were going to go over.
We could have gone over.
And, I may have weed my pants.
Oh, you never know.
So we'll have to hang my underpants out the window.
Like a flag.
Did I tell that story once before?
Yeah. What did you do? It's got a familiar ring to it, but I don't know. I don't know what stories are on the podcast and what stories you just told me.
I might have told that story in Glenn's show, but it could have been the podcast. Yeah, where my old man was going to hit me on Christmas Day, so I wet my pants. I didn't tell anyone because that's a hittable offence. And then we drove to Adelaide.
Oh my god, you had wet pants.
In a mini minor, and yeah, we were somewhere like near the border of
border town, possibly.
Yeah, somewhere like that. And my mother found out that I'd wet my pants because I kept snoring. And she washed my underpants. You know those white ones with the blue rings?
Yes. The old Y fronts.
Yeah, she washed them. And we tied them to a stick and hung them out the window. So
like a flag.
Yeah. You know, and it was just, I mean, you know, it was just part of the humiliation of it all.
Yeah.
It's like, because, you know, I imagine that was a sign to other parents and with kids in cars and the kids going, why is there underpants? Oh, one of the little boys has probably weed himself.
Yes. I'd say
it's probably the one with the big ears and no neck.
Yeah, the one that had a lift accident, that's him.
That's him.
The very famous lift accident.
Yes. He'll come to no good. He'll end up being a comedian or something.
We're just driving through Creswick. You ever done a gig in Creswick?
I don't believe I have. No, I could have.
Yeah, you did a footy club, didn't you? Or a cricket club?
I think it's Creswick.
Oh, is it Creswick? Oh, yeah. I've done a gig here at a reception centre for the trucking industry.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's only 60 here too, by the way.
Yeah, okay. We don't want to get fined.
No.
You can probably fine for speeding and doing a podcast at the same time.
Yes.
They've got a woolen mill.
Well, I've got my underpants hanging out the window.
Yeah.
I don't think you pronounce the W in
Creswick. I think I always say Creswick.
Perhaps.
I'm not laughing at my Creswick joke.
Perhaps somebody could, who's listening to the podcast, could tune in
and tell us. Creswick or Creswick?
Yes. But because I felt like when you said to the audience,
yeah,
is anyone Creswick here from Creswick? I thought, well, Dave, I think it's pronounced Creswick. And I bet you that if there is anyone here, they're not answering you on principle.
Ah.
You know?
It's like Castlemaine and Castlemaine.
Yeah, because people do that, you know?
It's not Creswick, you idiot, it's Creswick.
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, where does he think he is? Ball or at?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I did a gig at the Ballarat Turf Club, which is near here, and I sat on the table with these guys, and they mined the quarry. They mined the slag heap at the quarry.
Yes,
and that's it's a full-on job, isn't it?
Mining slag.
Well, you said that they, at the time when the quarry was mined, they didn't have the knowledge or the techniques to take out some of the minerals, so they're taking out the minerals.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's, you know,
makes sense.
Yeah, that's. It's pretty much like what happened with Boost Juice. You know?
Boost Juice.
Yeah, well, you know, people went, you know, we could probably get more out of those oranges.
You know, Boost Juice was set up by Janine Ellis.
Yeah.
Whose husband, Jeff Ellis, used to be my boss at Triple M.
Uh-huh.
And he was the guy who had the samurai sword above his desk. He'd read the Art of War or whatever. You know what I mean? He used to quote it all the time and... Yeah. Had a mullet. He was famous around the office. Anyway,
the samurai sword.
What? So, Boost Juice. Someone went to America and came back with the idea. It's like to do smoothies, and then they asked all the employees if they wanted to invest in Boost Juice, and so they all, because their boss asked them, they're all like, all the people at Triple M went, oh yeah, okay, I'll invest, and then when it started to take off, they asked them to sell their shares back.
That's it.
Yeah, and everyone felt pressured to sell them back, except for one guy went, nah, fuck yes.
Okay.
I think he's loaded. This bloke. Wow. Loaded. Every time you order a Bananarama from Boost Juice, hold the ice. Just remember that.
What? Oh, that, don't speed.
Am I speeding? I am speeding.
Yeah. Are they in, they're in some kind of litigation, aren't they?
Boost Juice?
Yeah.
With another juice company, or?
I'm not sure.
Who knows?
But, you know, maybe it's with that, maybe it's with that guy. But
You know that Wedding the Bear thing? Do you remember that telly movie? It used to be on every bloody 6 months in the 70s. About the kid. Remember they did telly movies with issues? In the 70s? Like Getting a Stepdad, for example. They have a telly movie about that.
Right.
They had one about a kid who wet his bed. And what he would do, the mum used to hang the sheet out of the window.
Okay.
And he would leave school early and run home to try and get it pulled down before any other kids saw it.
Oh, right.
Do you remember that movie? That great telly movie?
No. I was probably shielded from that.
Oh, right.
Because that's also, like, isn't that what they do with, virgins and weddings?
Oh, yeah, they hang the shit out the window.
Yeah.
In some cultures, yeah.
So that'd be quite confusing when you just go, oh, my God, that kid's not a virgin.
He's only 12. It's very weird.
Yes. Whereas, you know, if you hung, anyway.
Something out of the window.
Yeah, and then, you know, oh, my God, she's weed all
over the sheets. What's happening? Oh, my God.
Yeah, tradition's very confusing, isn't it?
It could happen around here. We seem to be in the backlogs of...
This is right.
God knows where we are.
This is the way we came.
This is the way we came?
Oh, yes.
We're going through a forest.
Yeah, with Creswick Forest.
Oh, the great Creswick Forest.
Creswick Forest. Creswick. Anyway, sorry.
Creswick.
I'm far forest. Being for me to correct you.
No. Correct away. Correct away.
Well, you know, it'll be... When does this go to air?
Who knows?
Because a few weeks. Yeah, we won't know until contacts us. Hope somebody does.
You'd hope so. You don't know. You're a bit of a stickler for pronunciation and grammar, though, aren't you?
I am a little bit. I've got... I noticed, too, that I say... and it's getting worse.
You say thumbthink instead of something?
No.
No.
Girl, how dare you? How dare you?
Something. I started saying for a while, and someone said, I know you're trying to be funny, but it's not funny.
No, it's not.
You sound like a moron.
Yeah, or... Ask me. No, it's...
Ask me specifically.
But I am...
Well, Kath and Kim used to do all them.
I used to... I've always said Doncaster.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, Castlemaine and Castle.
Doncaster.
But I noticed that I can't... I noticed this on stage when I talk about going on tour that I can't say... It's the only way I can say tour.
Tour.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. A glitch in my... Oh, do you want to go see Dean? There's a sign for Dean down that road.
I'm pretty sure that's the way...
Dean?
Des and I went back to... where does he live? Wood End.
That's Des Dowling, the comedian.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we went back... We went through some... It was like an enchanted forest.
Oh, yeah, spooky. Yeah.
And it was very spooky. This is a little tiny.
This is
spooky.
A little bit spooky.
Yeah.
If we stopped here, I wouldn't be happy.
No, me either.
Bloody hell.
Yes. Where or if we drove over a ridge here.
So what did you hear? What did you start saying?
Tour.
Yeah, tour.
And I'm trying, even when I go to abbreviate it, it's tour. But, you know, and I don't know what it's, because I can't say anaesthetist.
Oh, anaesthetist.
No, I can't. You know,
yeah, it's hard.
Even when I say it correctly, I just doubt myself straight away.
Yeah, it's hard.
So I just go, gas man, you know. Yeah.
The guy knocks you out.
Yeah. Well, the College of Anaesthetists.
Yeah, you find you have a lisp, don't you, you say?
Oh, they're just around the corner from me in Skilda Road, near Skilda Junction. And I just thought it'd be really funny today. I rode past there on my bicycle. I thought it'd be really funny to just... pretend that I was knocking and they're all asleep.
Yeah.
anyway, probably won't do that.
Anaesthetist, yeah, they took on radio. A guy went to high school with is an anaesthetist, the one success story of Mitcham High.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now it's raining. Oh, my God.
You had a doctor in the audience at the Funhouse the other night.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, we did the Funhouse with Kitty Flanagan and it was very crowded. This is a regular gig I run on a Wednesday. and there was a surgeon sitting down the front. Because I came on, he was on his phone. And when people are on their phones, I always say, mate, get off your phone. What are you, a surgeon? He went, well, actually, I am.
So, yeah, and it, when you say down the front, like he was like three feet
away.
He was a meter away, wasn't he?
And then I said, are there any other surgeons? And the guy goes, I'm a nose surgeon. So he was an abdominal surgeon, the guy down the front.
Yeah.
And the other guy was a nose surgeon.
Yeah, so...
Which I said, this is like being a dentist, isn't it, really? Let's be honest. But no, they...
Oh, he's a rhino expert.
Yeah, they, you know... Because, so you're riding a bike, you're getting fit. How much weight have you lost now?
I've lost, since the heart attack, I've lost about 20 kilos.
Yeah, right, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's, I'm going to the gym. Because I went through all that cardio rehabilitation, which is through the agency of the Alfred Hospital, but it's at Caulfield. And that was great. That was, that really got me back into exercising and, doing the right thing.
And then, and you've stopped smoking as well.
Yeah, I haven't smoked for a month.
Yeah, that's pretty, for a month you haven't smoked.
Yeah, which is the longest I haven't smoked since I was 14.
High school? Yeah, wow. How many packs would you go through a week?
In the old days. Like when I was bad, pre heart attack, I was like probably a pack of 25 a day.
Wow!
And I after the heart attack, I battled with it. You know, some days I'd manage not to smoke, and then I'd have one and so on.
But and you were vaping for a while.
I tried the vaping. Yeah, thought about being a vegan. Apparently that doesn't make any difference. Then I went and I had hypnosis. And, because, like, I really wanted to quit by myself. And I thought, well, I've been not successful at that for 5 months now. So bugger it. So, and I'd booked in to see...
Martin St. James.
Yes, I flew to Vegas. So I booked in and I got to tell you, it's...
It works, doesn't it, apparently?
It worked. And look, like, I'd been hypnotised once before and it didn't work. Well, it did.
Yeah.
But I went, funnily enough, I went on tour, and tour 3 days later and, I got bored.
Yeah.
And so then I started, I went and bought a cigar and just thought, I just want to light one up. Anyway, within a couple of days, I was full on smoking again. And this kept happening. And so now, we won't know until my final, walking day on the planet. But I don't intend to smoke again. And it.
And how much money do you save? Well, cigarettes are expensive. I'm always amazed how much they are.
Well, if you're smoking at this stage... 25 a day, and you're shopping quite diligently, and finding them cheap ones, then that's $210 a week, $30 a day. I know, it's just
how do low income people do it? Because that's, I was reading the paper the other day, it's more low income earners, of course, smoke than high income earners.
I know, well, and ironically, I was. My income's probably a little bit better now. because I don't do other things that I've done in my life.
Well, drinking too costs money. Pizzas.
Pizza.
Dim Sims.
Well, I don't know about you. Like, I know that you have the occasional bit of takeaway food, junk food.
I love junk food.
I went to the gym today. It's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's this girl standing outside the gym.
Vending machine there, or
no? Well, she's standing outside the gym, which is in St Kilda Road. Right, and I just thought, what's she doing there? She must be waiting to get picked up. And as I was locking my bike up, she was waiting for Uber Eats.
Oh wow!
And it's just between. Like MasterChef and all those shows, like
it seems like all we do is watch other people cook.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't use Uber Eats.
No, I don't. I don't want cold food.
Yeah, if I want takeaway, I will go pick it up myself.
Exactly.
I want that on some back of some guy's bike.
No, you know, I don't always go, even...
Also, I don't like the way those guys are paid.
No.
Being exploited.
Well, that's it, you know. It's just, although... I think that you could, you know, once they start using drones, which they will, they'll be delivering, you know, takeaway food with drones, and that'll be good because then I'll buy a shotgun, because then I'll just go, what do you feel like?
Yeah,
and I'll just step outside and go, ka-bang, and I go, oh, we got lucky, Dave.
It's a pad thai.
Yes, it's you know, it's got to go that way.
Oh, it easily could go that way.
Because where I live, there's just the constant burr sound.
Of drones?
Scooters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and, you know, just lost Uber Eats and, you know, Skidmark or whatever they're called, you know, and delivering
one of
food.
Them's gone, yeah, they've gone broke. One of them, they've let Foodora anymore.
Yeah, well, I had a theory about that too. I thought, were they using the yellow bikes?
Yeah.
Maybe they went, well, we're going now. It's because you've got no bikes. No, we were going to go.
But as a young people, one of my friends had their niece from the country staying, and she'd like order a smoothie from Uber Eats and just wait for it to be delivered.
One of my young friends.
That was an
awesome thing to say. Did you did you meet one of your young friends on the Facebook?
On the Facebook, as I called it before. on the Facebook.
On the Instagram.
Oh, man, Uber Eats. Uber itself. I don't use Uber either.
No, it's... because my problem with Uber was...
So many people use it, though.
But, you know, and I know why they do, because...
It's cheap.
It's cheaper than cabs, but as well as which, too, like, for years, you know, you just... Cab drivers had it over you. So people are paying them back. A friend of mine shouted me an Uber home. It was a comedian, Tommy Little. He goes, oh, gee, you gotta try Uber. And I said, oh, I don't, you know, and I'm late to everything. You know, I'm worried about getting an ATM card.
Yeah.
People out of, you know, and I don't use the self-checkout at Coles because that puts people out of work. But, you know, anyway, this guy pulls up and I jump into this really nice car, you know, and like most taxis smell like a fart. You know,
yeah, like a kebab.
Yeah. Or they smell like a masked fart, you know, somebody's trying to hide. And I jump into this really nice car and it's this gentleman, and I could only say, it was like a butler, you know.
Yeah, right.
He was a bit older than me. He drove me home and, yeah, Tommy said to me, what was your Uber experience like? And I said, I felt like your dad was driving me home.
Right.
You know, like, it regressed me back to it. Better, you know, and to be honest...
I don't think they're all like that. I don't know.
No, well, then I did try and use it myself once. And it was, you know, again, I managed to get offside with the guy, you know. So.
What happened?
Well, you know, everybody had just told me stories about how great they were, you know.
And
so, and this guy wasn't great at all. And so I just tried to mention that to him, you know, that, you know.
Well, you gave him some feedback then and there.
Yeah, well, I was still drinking back in those days, though. I mentioned to him that, you know, he might have been letting down the team. A little bit.
What was he doing wrong?
Oh, he was contradicting me for a start.
He's arguing with you?
Well, see, we hadn't reached the arguing stage. He was contradicting me, and he may have even been, and I cannot say this for sure, but he may have even been making little noises that were comments on things I was saying. To my friend, because I was in a cab or something.
Right, Uber with someone else. He's like,
yeah, you know, You know those judgmental grunts?
Yeah.
So,
Doing one now. Well, if you want to give me any feedback on my driving, go straight ahead now.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, funny you said that just as we went over another fucking bridge. God, well, at least you saw that one, because it was... Who puts a bridge on a curve anyway?
That's a weird thing. You're listening to The Debrief with Brad Oakes and myself, David, and we'll be back.
All right.
You're back on The Debrief and with Brad Oakes. I've got the questions, Brad. What went well tonight and why?
What went well?
Oh, there was one bit that you did absolutely smashed it with the Clunes country crowd.
Oh, really?
The farmhouse.
Oh,
you've got a joke about setting fire to a wet farmhouse. They hit the spot with the people from Clunes.
Well, it's usually going to go... It's usually going to go alright in the country, that joke.
Yeah,
it's,
it's a funny joke.
You know, they've all thought of it. And it's good though, because, like, you want to be careful. Like, I wouldn't do that joke in New South Wales at the moment because of the drought.
Yeah, I know.
Right, where you're saying, the joke's about me losing losing a house in a flood, and that would probably be a bit insensitive to.
Yeah, you gotta be careful, don't you? Have you ever put your foot in it like that, or?
I have. I actually put my foot in it when I was in high school. We went to we went on a school excursion for a couple of days to Dookie Agricultural College, which is halfway between
Shepparton and
Ballarat.
It's still going, Dookie.
I jump off the bus. And we went to visit this. You know that farmer in geography there was always questions about how many beaches he had.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, well we went to his farm. I think it was his farm. Anyway, I jump off the bus and I just said, he goes, "Hi, how you doing?" You know, like typical country guy, like, lips not moving. And so I was looking around to see who was talking.
There's Johan.
And he goes, you've missed it. No,
this is it.
Oh, sorry.
We're going to Melbourne.
Yeah.
By freeway.
No, I thought we were going down the side. Anyway, you scared me with the bridge.
Yeah, the bridge. You don't have confidence. You're going to give me a bad rating on Uber. I know it.
So anyway, this farmer, he goes, "I've gone." He goes, "How's your day?" And I said, "Mate, this is glorious. Look at this. The sun's shining. Not like Melbourne where it's pissing down rain. I'm loving it." And he just goes, yeah. And he walks off and the bus driver goes, "Yeah, good work,
Brad.
Good work, mate. There's been a drought here for 5 years. Oh, I didn't know. You should maybe have a sign saying, don't mention
the rain. That's funny. So what didn't go well?
What didn't go well was the guy messing with the sound
system, yeah. Yes. Ah, well.
And,
sound guys think you can't, no one can see them. They all think they're invisible.
Yeah, but they shouldn't lie, too. Like, he should have, he should have told me, because I said, "Well, what's wrong?" "Nothing's wrong." "Well, mate, your actions are contradicting that, you know?"
My next question is, any organisational hazards got in the way? And I think we've just answered that.
Yeah, and also, and we did mention it earlier, that we've been nicer to, and the amount of times we say this, it would be nicer to concentrate people at the front.
Yeah, there were a lot of people at the back.
Yeah, and it seemed to me that everybody enjoyed it, but it's just kind of like trying to get that solid laugh sound together, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
But they were very, very lovely.
They're lovely people. They're an older crowd, too. Yeah, a bit older. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. Well, that's who comes to see older people like us.
But they are a few older than us, though.
Yeah. I would have, organisational-wise, I would have made it not so cold on the way home.
Oh, yeah, man, the other way home, and not hit that bridge like I did.
Yeah, well, oh, that's...
God.
That's,
Well, farewell, Clunes. Now, what song should we play? With you, we've always played good played the Royals. We played. Oh God, how else did we play? I can't remember what else we played.
I do like to play an Aussie.
Yeah, good.
Okay,
who should we play?
I reckon a bit of Paul Kelly.
I love Paul Kelly. We haven't played Paul Kelly on this show.
Well, so you know, something a bit upbeat.
Oh, it doesn't matter. What? Have you ever met him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact,
he's a Melbourne guy.
I shook his hand last Wednesday.
Where?
At the gym. No, he plays footy.
With
all those guys, Damien Cullinan and so on.
Comedian guys. Brian Kervis, yeah.
And that's across the road from where I live. They do that down in Albert Park. And, well, no, they don't. No, don't go down there.
Secret location.
Yeah, it could be anywhere.
Somewhere. And he was down there.
Yeah, he was down there. And, you know, a lot of those guys, they're so into it. I don't do the footy. Because I met a guy at my cardio rehab who started that off at James Van Leeders.
Yeah, the photographer,
A guy named Brett. So anyway, I go down there, because it's just over there, and just across the road from me, I go down there and walk around the oval with him and just catch up. Anyway.
And Paul Kelly was down there, you shook his hand.
Well, he seen me down there a few times, and finally he came on and he said, I don't know who this guy is. And I thought, Jesus, mate, didn't you have a TV in the 90s?
He was probably on drugs in the 90s.
Apparently nobody did.
He
on Junior Mr. Mitchum 1967.
I saw him walking down the street on Christmas Eve. In Northfield, actually. And I was with my partner. I said, hey, should I yell at who's going to make the gravy tomorrow?
Oh, my God. And she didn't
leave. Who's going to make the gravy? No, she didn't let me.
She didn't leave you?
No, she didn't let me do it.
Yeah, right.
I can't. It'd be funny. Hey, Paul, who's going to make the gravy tomorrow, mate?
Oh, my God. That's all.
Imagine his face.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a bit like mine.
I'd be like, I'm a comedian. A funny guy. What Paul Kelly song should we... I used to go see him when he was Paul Kelly and the Dots. Yeah. He was gone and seen him.
Yeah.
Those great songs like, we got to clean this house. It's disgusting.
There was a song I really loved, which was, there's a man who's going around looking...
Mighty Thin?
Stories of Me.
Stories of Me?
Yeah. Do you know it?
Is that from Post or is that from one of the early ones?
It's very early, yeah.
That's a good one.
They say that man is going down, it's looking pretty. Every morning he wakes up, fills his cup, listens bitterly.
Oh, yeah, that's a great song.
Stories of me.
Every morning. That's a different song, I know. Let's just have a Paul Kelly sing along.
Okay.
Every morning. I used to love Alive and Well. Do you remember Alive and Well from the Manila? I think it's a Manila album. Hey, hey, nice to see ya. Anybody can tell you're alive and well. Remember that one with the violin? Oh,
right. No, but I've never really liked gravy. The song. I love
gravy. You don't like Who Wants to Make the Gravy?
No, I don't. I don't like
Jesus Christ.
But I love Turning to White.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Well, let's just do the one you said.
Yeah, Stories of Me.
Stories of Me. Paul Kelly.
All right.
Now, if you can find Brett Oakes on Twitter. Oh, you're mainly Facebook, aren't you?
Mainly Facebook, yeah.
Mainly the Facebook.
I did tweet something the other day. I tweeted, because I came up with this idea. You know the turducken?
Yeah, ducket, the turkey and a duck and a chicken or whatever. Yeah. It's American.
Well, I came up with a turducken.
Oh, was it you?
Yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, well,
That's a
Scott Morrison inside a Peter Dutton inside a Malcolm Turnbull.
Oh!
That's a turducken.
Good one.
That was me. And so... I dusted off my Twitter and I thought, I'll put that out there.
It's a perfect Twitter joke.
Yeah.
Perfect Twitter joke. I should have retweeted it.
Well, it's still there.
I'll find it and retweet it.
Yeah. We'll
follow Brad for that sort of stuff. The turducken.
Yeah.
All right.
Turducken, yeah, because if you like that kind of thing, I'll do more of it.
Yeah.